our final speaker of the day. Wow, look at you. You made it through to the end of the 10th annual Actuarial Society Conference. And to close us off, and to drive the conversation home, we have Moetheri Wahome, who is going to be talking to us about the asset manager evolution. After starting out as an insurance sector analyst at Barnard Jacobs Mellett, Wahome joined Alexander Forbes Asset Consultants, where she held several consulting and investment positions, including head of manager research, head of performance surveys, until she was appointed head of the division in 2008. Wahome later joined Alex Forbes Investments, previously Investment Solutions, as head of technical solutions, going on to serve as chief client officer of the firm. Early in her career, she developed developed and launched the first institutional specialist equity survey in South Africa and has been recognized as a top investment consultant and analyst by the Association of Black Securities and Investment Professionals, known as APSIP, the Financial Mail, and Reuters. Bio continues, but basically she holds a BCom honors from the University of Nairobi and an MBA from the University of Witwatersrand, and she completed her associateship qualification with the Chartered Insurance Institute in the UK. She is a fellow of the Africa Leadership Initiative, a member of the Aspen Global Leadership Network, and an investment committee member for the University of the Free State, the Nelson Mandela Foundation, and the Mandela Rhodes Foundation. She also has experience on sitting on pension fund trustee boards and as an independent non-executive director on financial services company boards. Wahome loves art and has served as a docent at the Wits Arts Museum. So there you are. You have someone who's got a personality to boot. Ladies and gentlemen, taking us home for the day is Moetheri Wahome.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. This is a daunting task to keep you attentive for maybe another 30 minutes. So, thank you for inviting me to speak here today. It's a real honor and a pleasure and a privilege to be here this afternoon. This year marks 140 years since the first actuarial skills arrived in the Cape Colony in the Colonial Mutual Life Assurance in 1883. It also marks 75 years since the creation of the Actuarial Society of South Africa. And it's just over 100 years since the first South African-born actuary, Martinus Smatsalo, completed his actuarial studies in Edinburgh and took up an actuarial post at Sanlam in 1921. These anniversaries collectively tell a bigger story of the emergence of a sophisticated financial services sector in a humble emerging market. The early growth of skills and institutions has fostered capacity in financial markets, strategic management, governance, and regulation, all of which have been foundational for the development of the financial industry in South Africa and beyond. In honor of those anniversaries, today I want to shine a light on the pathbreakers, the actuaries that shaped the world of investing. It is an ambitious task, and I can only scratch the surface, for there are so many that contributed to the success of the asset management industry. Not only have your members made an indelible impact in insurance, banking, healthcare, pensions, many of your actuarial forebears feature prominently in the origin story of asset management in South Africa. Despite its centrality, the asset management industry is not well understood. At its most elemental level, it pools investment capital to fund projects, providing investors exposure to assets and return opportunities that they would not necessarily be able to access on their own. It stimulates the economy, allocating risk to entrepreneurship, business expansion, infrastructure projects, and the government in order to generate returns on clients' investments. The history of the actuarial practice in South Africa stretches from the birth of colonial-era insurance firms, which provided insurance for life-altering risks and financial protection to settlers in an uncertain world. The security provided by insurance coverage was a vital element of a vibrant economy and peace of mind. Indeed, the insurance industry started taking root in the Cape long before the groundbreaking discoveries of diamonds in 1871 and gold in 1886 and the formation of the JSC in 1887. While the JSC was arguably the most important platform for securing and growing the mineral wealth unearthed by these discoveries, the insurance sector played an equally vital role in national economic development and in the creation of an asset management industry in South Africa. The early history of the insurance sector in South Africa is both a local one and a uniquely Scottish one. Outside of London, Scotland was an important global financial sector in the 19th century with an impressive history of banking, life insurance, and investment management. Until the local life office actuarial bursary schemes began to bear fruit and build up the number of actuaries and actuarial skills, actuarial skills were imported from the United Kingdom, where the Institute of Actuaries had been founded in 1848 in London, followed by the Faculty of Actuaries in Scotland in 1856. Actuaries developed and priced products, carried out valuations, and ensured that cash invested was adequate to meet claims and thereby fulfill insurers' promises to policyholders. As early as 1891, the Life Insurance Act, the Life Assurance Act number 13 of 1891, formalized the need for actuarial services, giving an air of professionalism, which popularized and legitimized the industry. Actuaries came to dominate general management and later investment roles in the business. As Howell George, Director of Investments at Old Mutual Group, told me, it is not surprising that institutional asset management in South Africa developed out of life insurance, the life insurance industry, where the well of investment talent ran deep. During the research process for my book, Building Capital, A History of Asset Management in South Africa, I had the privilege of delving into an abundance of captivating stories about remarkable individuals. Whether it was poring through historic accounts by economics and business historian Professor Kriki Verhoff, or through 40 years of actuarial journals starting from the 1950s, given to me by Mike Codron, former chief actuary at the Financial Services Board, or the over 100 interviews with industry professionals, I found a multitude of stories that needed to be told. Stories of men like Tini Lowe at Sanlam, a maths teacher turned actuary. A product innovator, Lowe helped build a new life company focused on small savers that gradually grew into sophisticated users of financial services products. There was Peter Bieber, who turns 98 next month on the 4th of September, and worked at Old Mutual for nearly four decades, a company man, who invested in the development of local investment talent. He was the architect of professional asset management at Old Mutual in the 60s and 70s, when asset management was coming of age. I encountered yet other stories of the crucial roles played by Ian Starock, Donald Fabian, John Williams, and Peter Melbourne Pyle in building an investment performance monitoring culture in the 70s. The Consulting Actuary Survey, launched in 1971, focused on pension fund investment performance and created the first peer group benchmarks. Later, in 1978, Peter Bieber led the project to launch the JSE Actuaries Equity Indices, backdated to 1960, the data we use today. With indices, investment consultants could disaggregate and report on the source of performance. Indeed, the development of investment consulting is intimately connected to the growth of investment indices. And what would the pension fund industry look like without the push for financial inclusion by the trade unions pre and post 1994? Graham Kerrigan, who was CEO at Alexander Forbes during this period, wrote many papers explaining the alternative benefit programs, defined contribution provident funds, proposed by the unions. He wrote about the political risk of nationalization for the pension fund industry and the risk that this posed to the future of the industry. Your support, the support of people in this room for enlarging financial inclusion in South Africa, was key to the overall growth and development of the sector and the nation. And in the 1990s, we can also point to the contribution of Michael Lehman and his intellectual mentor and supervisor while he was a student at UCT, Professor Rob Dorrington. The actuarial research papers and writings paved the way for impact investing today. And of course, there's Magda Wojcicka, who in 2003 founded Signia, which has grown to become a multi-billion rand investment firm. No mean feat in my book. Many of the actuaries I've mentioned have left outsized impacts on the investment industry. Martinus Lowe, the first homegrown actuary, created ladders of investment opportunity for ordinary South Africans who entrusted their savings to investment professionals. Lowe criticized the conservative culture of life company investing that left significant capital lying idle in credit markets that could be productively deployed in trade finance and industrial production, propelling economic growth. By using product development and innovative means of raising capital, Lowe was instrumental in fostering Africana entrepreneurship at a time when there was little or no access to bank lending to Africana entrepreneurs like Anton Rupert, founder of Rembrandt. Lowe's journey exemplifies the transformative power of financial expertise and an unwavering dedication to his country and improving the principles of investment for the benefit of small savings. Bieber built a life-owned investment business that cultivated local investment talent, so vital for the long-term sustainability of the vast industry that it has become. Among those who trained at Old Mutual are leaders like Hendrik du Toit, CEO of dual-listed 91, South Africa's largest asset management company, with over 2.8 trillion in assets under management. Leon Kampfer, co-founder of Coronation Fund Managers, another top 10 firm, and past and founding CEO of the Association of Savings and Investments South Africa. Derek Masibi, CEO of Stanlib Asset Management, another top 10 firm. Graham Mason, chairman of London-listed M&G PLC. Dave Ford and actuary Liston Menkes, founders of Ford & Menkes, now known as Ford Asset Management. Harman Stein, founder of Prescient Investment Management. Selo Moloko, the first black CEO of Old Mutual Asset Management and founder of investment holding group Tesele. And Dion Kaus, CIO at Credo Group in London, to mention a few. Michael Lehman, described by those who knew him as an innovator with a great social conscience, left an indelible mark on sustainability and impact investing in South Africa. His honors thesis, Socially Desirable Investments, Contractual Savings Institutions, Low-Income Housing and Redistribution of Income, would become the point of departure for the Future Growth Funds in 1994, and later the creation of Future Growth Asset Management, one of the leading investors in the provision of infrastructure in South Africa today. As August is Women's Month, and while women are making history in the film industry as well, it is fitting that I end this with a story of Heather McLeod. Professor Heather McLeod is an honorary senior research fellow at the School of Nursing at the University of Auckland and a professor of actuarial science at the University of Cape Town and Stellenbosch. When McLeod started her career at Old Mutual, it was not unusual to see an advert in the press that read, "Top investment men wanted." There was a widespread assumption that women were only working temporarily until they got married and had children. Few women were promoted to the ranks of management or worked in investments. This status quo only began to change with the advent of the mainframe computer in 1960, when the first woman actuary at Old Mutual, Pat Potgieter, joined the management ranks as a data expert. The promotion of Potgieter marked the beginning of a slow, protracted process of increasing gender diversity among management ranks that is still going on today. Despite a concerted regulatory push today aimed at boosting female representation, the legacy of gendered work still lingers. As a recent report commissioned by the Eskom Pension and Provident Fund and Gibbs published last month showed. McLeod started her career at Old Mutual in product design and marketing before she was recruited by her boss, Chris Little, to join him in the investment team as the first female bond portfolio manager. McLeod was the first woman to be offered an actuarial bursary by any firm in 1982, attaining her actuarial qualification decades after the first female actuary, Pat Potgieter, who died in 2018. They shared an allyship, and for years were the only members of the Actuarial Ladies Lunch, which has inexorably expanded as more women have found their footing on the actuarial ladder. Potgieter and McLeod pioneered for our generation and others to come. McLeod was the second woman to qualify as a CFA charter holder in South Africa in 1990. She was also a director of the South African Futures Industry Association from 1988 to 1993. She was actively involved with asset liability matching and emerging options and the futures markets, and was instrumental in the release of the ASA yield curve and bond indices. Later, she left her mark in a new field of investments when she started the first specialist investment consulting firm, McLeod Asset Consulting, in 1989, which was later acquired by one large actuarial consulting firm in 1991. A progressive individual known to speak truth to power, McLeod pioneered for our generation. Together with Pat Potgieter, McLeod forged a path for women in management and investments, breaking new ground at a time when it was not commonplace. There is much to admire and learn from your actuarial forebears. They worked to solve concrete problems. They responded to the needs of their communities with creative, imaginative, and often radical ideas. They built businesses and harnessed and cultivated talent that was vital for the long-term sustainability of the industry. They created value for society. They showed astute leadership marked by an appreciation of the intersection of politics and economics, business, and an expansive vision of a better society. They teach us that to achieve great things, you have to follow the courage of your convictions. They encourage us to think big and aim high for what South Africa can be. In an interview I had with Linda Mateza when I was writing the book, she's a senior executive at Liberty, she made a crucial observation about the future of asset management industry. She noted, without addressing the fundamental requirements of a growing economy, enlarging financial inclusion, the industry is at risk that the government and society at large will not perceive its value, nor its shared sense of destiny and social utility. I think this insight applies squarely to everyone in the room today. As part of your actuarial qualification, every one of you is required to complete a professionalism course that includes ethics, governance, conduct standards, awareness of managerial and leadership tenets, all intended to give you a greater appreciation of the environment within which you operate. In this moment, we face many challenges as a society. How to provide healthcare at cost-effective ways to meet the needs of citizens. How to implement a just energy transition towards more environmentally friendly and sustainable power generation. How to harness artificial intelligence and prepare a labor force for changes unknown. A lackluster economy and unacceptably high unemployment. A scarcity of capital, which is also more expensive. These and many other diverse challenges are the wicked problems that need the intellectual heft in this room. The place and role of actuaries in our society is important. Indeed, innovation, which in the financial sector is often led by actuaries, frequently grows out of the fertile fields of adversity. It behooves us to be equal to these challenges. There's a role for each of us to contribute to this rich history of our actuarial forebears. How will you contribute? I want to end with a quote by Senator Ted Kennedy to a young Barack Obama, which Obama notes in his biography, A Promised Land. You may think you may not be ready, that you will do it at a more convenient time, but you don't choose the time. The time chooses you. Either you seize what may turn out to be the only chance you have, or you decide you're willing to live with the knowledge that the chance has passed you by. Thank you.